Hi guys, welcome back. Hi, today we are with Andy Hendrickson. Hi Andy.
Hello, Linda.
So
Linda La Parisienne.
Andy is my fiance, but he's also, before being my fiance, a stand-up comedian. So I'll be asking a couple questions if you guys are interested in that life as an artist. But
Well, now you live that life because
I do. Because now I travel with you.
yes, that's right.
Yes, that's a great thing, honestly.
When's the last time you updated everyone?
I updated everyone, I believe, maybe 10 days ago. Like
January
every 10
third,
days, you
January
know?
30th.
Yeah, January 30th, yeah. Yeah, so maybe
I've been
more than
keeping
that.
track.
You did, man. I had an assistant without even knowing
I'm
it.
stalking your podcast page.
That's nice. I like it. Well, spread the word. So, we just came back from Breckenridge in Colorado.
Right, because I had a gig up there.
Yes,
It's
exactly.
not like we were
It's
the
not like
type of
we're
couple.
balling and stuff like this,
Let's
like
go
that.
to Breckenridge. You want to go to Breck?
Yeah, let's go to Breck this weekend.
They
Oh my
call it
God, I
Breck.
just want to ski so much. No, we went because he had a gig, so he was working there, and so we got to go there and stay there.
That's
He
right.
was included in the gig.
The
You
geek.
know, yes, and he was so we took advantage to go ski.
That's right.
So Breckenridge, Colorado. I told you. I don't know if you guys know. It's close to Denver. It's a super cool city.
Yeah.
And Breckenridge people, though, they were weird, huh? What do you think?
Well,
You
there were some
felt.
really nice people, but there were some people that like it. I felt like they'd been up on the mountain too long.
Yes.
Like either the altitude, they didn't get enough oxygen to their brain anymore,
Yeah.
or they're just
They stopped caring in
because weed is
1994.
legal. It's been legal there longer.
Yeah, longer than us.
Just like a complete
Totally high.
indifference.
Yeah.
You'd be like, hey, can I get this? And just look at you. Or you crack a
So
joke, like, or you even
you
saying that.
are alone if you crack a joke and hope for a reaction.
Yeah.
Alone in this world, let
Like
me tell you.
they don't have a sense of humor.
Exactly. They don't have time for that.
Or even if you say thank you and you're like, thanks so much, I really appreciate it. They're like,
You can sit on the wall. You're welcome, yeah.
Now, it might be because we're tourists, right? And they just look at all the tourists like, here's just another one, you know.
Maybe, but I
But I
mean,
mean,
is that a good reason enough?
you work at a restaurant and you don't treat.
Exactly. I'm an amazing server.
That's right.
I treat people nice.
But there's a thing about people, a tourist town where they know the tourists are coming and they're going to get the
No, but
business
this was, it
regardless.
was too much indifference. You remember we went to rent the skis?
Yeah.
The guy was in the basement. We had to call him like three times, like, hello,
Yeah.
you know, and he was talking to us from downstairs.
We could have completely robbed him blind.
Exactly. If you meet the wrong people, you come back up, you're missing 10 pair of skis.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So you gotta be more
It took him
reactive than that.
seriously. It took him 5 minutes to
And
get
then he
upstairs.
forgot to give me the helmet because, you know, I don't want to break my neck like this for free. So I rented the helmet. He forgot to give it to me. I had to go back. And he was telling me from downstairs, but just pick one up.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, can you come up to give me the
Just grab the
size?
helmet off the
Yeah.
wall. I'm taking a crap.
He had to come back. He gave me the look like, just
Ah,
grab an M.
you're an
Like,
M.
yeah,
Your head's medium. Don't you know that? You're a medium
oh my
head.
God. So we went back. We had the gig. It was great. And what else?
For veterinarians.
For veterinarians, orthopedic. So it's
Orthopedic
like the,
veterinarians.
it's a specialty. After you become a vet, then you specialize in, it could be orthopedics for dogs, so, or horses or cats or stuff. And it's
They
like,
literally were the people that do all the surgery on dogs. They put in the pins, they fix ACLs,
They do just like the
sprains,
humans, huh?
like humans, yeah.
Exactly, the brooch and everything.
You know what? I was impressed by that because I liked the fact that those guys, those doctors, that's what they are. They come to Breckenridge and they share the new science and the new technologies.
Yes.
Like they're That one guy we
It's a
talked to, they're
convention.
always coming to improve themselves. They want to learn and be better at it, which
Yes.
is better than I'm imagining.
But
There's probably a lot of
also,
them that just
yeah, but also it's a really good business.
they put like we got to put
So you got to stay
two
on top of
popsicle
it.
sticks and some tape like some old ones that don't know the difference. Ah, well, you just wrap that up. Hey, it's a dog. Just wrap it up.
Yeah, put some aluminum foil and yeah. No, it's really the science has come forward really for animals. I can tell you that they probably can save their legs better than ours.
That's right.
Who knows?
We left our dog at home.
But yes, but let me tell you, skiing and then being able to go to a jacuzzi at night, I will not consider ever again. It's the first time in my life that I get to go ski and then go to the jacuzzi.
Oh,
your
really?
Body is totally different. First time.
It makes a big
Before
difference.
That, I was brutalized. You know, when how we came back, like you cannot walk and stuff. We're talking like we did like 8 hours of ski.
Yeah, but I'll say that you have like almost, I'll call it almost an obsession.
With
jacuzzis. Everything, jacuzzi.
I don't
if there's
have
a jacuzzi,
an obsession.
You have to go into the jacuzzi no matter
well,
what.
Well, I was grown. I grew up in a community where women love to take bath and take care of themselves. And once my brain has met the jacuzzi, which is the total relaxation for your body, not too much. I cannot last too much, like 10, 15 minutes, and then I'm almost going to pass out. But it is such a relaxation for me that it's just a moment of happiness.
Yeah. No, I like
nothing
that
wrong
you,
with that.
I like that you enjoy those.
But it's not an obsession. It's just like once I know it's there, oh shit, I gotta go. You know.
But here's my, with the jacuzzi, it's one of those things. Like I just gotta get myself there.
Exactly.
Once you're there, it's fine. But the idea of that's my problem with everything. But the idea of like going all the way down there in your bathing suit, and then you get there and there's a bunch of people in the jacuzzi, and you're like,
yeah, this sucks. No. The good thing is the jacuzzi that we did the first night, there was nobody. It was outside, and it was a huge jacuzzi, like jacuzzi swimming pool.
Yeah. That's our dog snoring.
Our dog is snoring just under the phone where we're recording the podcast.
Good boy, Lucky. Wake up.
So if you guys hear some snoring, it's the dog. Lucky is on air tonight.
Uh-huh.
So yes, jacuzzi is amazing.
Well, hold on. I want to talk about this for a second.
Mm-hmm.
How do you operate if you go down to a jacuzzi and you're by yourself,
mm-hmm.
and there's other strangers? Let's say it's a group. Say it's a group of four people
mm-hmm.
in a jacuzzi that sleeps eight.
Yeah.
I mean, not sleeps. Holds eight.
Yeah.
And there's four people and they all know each other. Mm-hmm. But you put on your bathing suit. You got a towel. You went down the elevator. You walked barefoot through the hotel.
Yeah, okay.
And you get there and there's four strangers that all know each other. But you don't know them. Do you get in the jacuzzi or do you go?
Of course I get in the jacuzzi. Are you kidding me? Who gives a fuck of those people? I'm doing my jacuzzi time.
No.
Maybe I act like a crazy girl and I make them leave.
That's where we're different.
Yes.
I would be like, oh, you guys have fun. There's no way I'm hopping in with four strangers in a jacuzzi. The close quarters like that, why they're like...
But it depends if it's a really small jacuzzi, if it's a jacuzzi with space. I mean, I've been many times in jacuzzis where there's people. It's not like we're going to become friends. Most of the time, or I pretend I don't speak English, or I do my own thing, I close my eyes and I relax.
Maybe that's
I just want the relaxation.
Or you could just fart.
That works too, I'm guessing. But yeah. For you, it's like it makes you uncomfortable?
Yeah.
I mean, I get no time with that. My relaxation comes first. Unless they're creepy.
I can't enjoy a jacuzzi.
Like the guy that one night we went to a jacuzzi. So there was a guy with a big beard. We walk in. He's with kids that are like maybe 10-year-old. And the first sentence I hear from this man that's in the water is like, your teacher is a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Like he was like, whoa, ooh, okay, you know. And then
he was talking to them like they were adults. They were like 10 years old.
He had some Euro trash music on his phone. And I was convinced that it was the radio in the room. And I was like, oh my God, what is this?
Yeah.
And then when they left, he turned it off. I wanted to be like, how dare you declare that this is good music?
Well, especially for a jacuzzi.
Fucking attacking us like this. But even for nothing. Is okay.
Well,
only for carnival in the 80s.
I always question people. Well, first of all, so if that wasn't clear, we thought that music was playing through the speakers in the hotel jacuzzi room.
Yeah.
And the guy gets up to leave, and he picks up his phone, hits off, and the music stops.
And then the quietness, the amazingness of the room and the bubbles.
But people who listen to techno for enjoyment, like if you listen to techno music and you're not at a techno club, mm-hmm. there's something fucking wrong with you.
No, or some people listen to their car and it involves only them. Me, I don't care. Be
even
happy with yourself.
Even if you're in your car listening to techno music, no. there's something wrong. Why are like, why that music?
Maybe that makes keeps them alive or something. Are they on drugs?
Keeps them awake.
Yeah, keeps them awake,
it reminds
probably.
Reminds them of the good old days when they were doing drugs.
Open windows and a big can of Red Bull in the right hand.
Right.
You know?
Drinking vodka Red Bull on the way to work. Get fucked up.
By the way, talking about getting fucked up, is this, should we speak about the fact that at the airport people at 8 o'clock feel normal to order a double whiskey with ice?
That's what we were talking about. Like, everywhere else, every other situation, if someone comes to you and says, if it's 9:30 in the morning, you're mm-hmm. like, hey, I'm going to have a martini.
Mm-hmm.
You want to join me? Like, you got a serious drinking problem. But if you're at the airport and it's 9:30 a.m.,
yeah. People
like,
make friends.
I'll join you.
Mm-hmm. And then so we were having breakfast at the bar at the airport in Denver because all the tables were taken. So the fast way to sit down, we were too hungry. We sat at the bar. So we are taken in sandwich position. On the left, we have two, three guys that are all by themselves starting to get to know each other, apparently. And on my right, there's two chicks and the whole thing, they were all drinking like, you want another round? Yeah, sure. Let me get a... Like it was, I don't know, Saturday night.
Yeah, what is it about the airport in the morning where it's like they think they're on vacation or something? You can just get plastered.
Yeah, like Cancun.
Nowhere else is that normal.
And the conversations. If it's to talk like this, don't talk. Read a book. You know,
well,
the consultant and the other one.
Consultant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
I'm a consultant. Well, what do? I consult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, consulting.
I know, HR.
They call me to consult with them.
With HR mm-hmm. and the IT and the B2B.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what do? Well, we get in there and we run the numbers and then you know we get consult. We give them advice. Like, you just got out of college. What do you know about anything?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, I subcontract for the consultants. That's the other one we were talking about, subcontractor.
Yeah, subcontractor.
What is that? Well, you know, there's a contractor, and then I work for that contractor, so I subcontract.
Yeah.
What's he do? Well, he's the main consultant, and I subcontract consultant.
And it's always the fault of the subcontractor.
Yeah.
In the situation.
Not my...
Always.
You got to talk to the subcontractor. Mm-hmm. That,
Mm-hmm.
You can't... Look, I'm the main contractor. That's the subcontractor. That's not my problem. He's mm-hmm. a sub.
Yeah, have you asked the consultant about that?
Did you consult with the subcontractor about the consultant?
Yeah, that's like, ridiculous. Ridiculous. Oh, there was a lady with a rabbit on her laps
in
the first class in the airplane.
And you said you thought it was an emotional support rabbit.
Yes, or a service rabbit.
I thought
rabbit.
She was a magician.
Yes. Maybe, I think she was a magician.
Well, she's a magician. She's
like, it's crazy. Like, you walk inside in the airplane to go get to your seat, and you walk by the cheek, you look on the side, and it's not a dog, it's a rabbit.
Right.
A little white rabbit, just like that.
And she took off her hat, and 10 doves flew out.
It was crazy. What else did we do? Oh, yes. The massage chairs in the airports.
Yeah.
The guy that decided to offer that idea, the first one, God bless you till the end, you and all your loved ones.
I've been to one that's like $5. This one was $5 for 17 and a half minutes. But
yes.
I've been to them where they're like $5 for almost a half hour, 26 mm-hmm. minutes.
Yeah.
And they're great.
Leather massage chairs in the airports.
Yeah.
Guys, that's the way to go.
People.
I want one
people
here.
People don't trust them. But I don't get a lot of massages, but occasionally on the road, I've been mm-hmm. traveling. I'm like, let me get a massage.
Mm-hmm.
Regular massage, okay, everybody, mm-hmm. not happy ending.
No happy
massage.
Ending.
And it's always a gamble. You can read online on Yelp and see, okay, yeah, they get good reviews, but you show up and the girl that's there to massage you weighs 90 pounds wet. She shakes your hand and it's like you're touching a fish.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, how's this little waify fairy of a woman going to give me a good massage?
That's why I told you, you got to get a man, but the ego comes into the picture. And it's hard for a man to get a man to get a massage.
I've had man massages, and they're way better.
But yeah, because there is a, it's stronger.
Really, you just got to close your eyes. It's like what they do in prison. Same thing. You just close your eyes.
And some massage
and forget
places.
Forget it's a man.
No, but for the massage, many places, you know, now it's business where it's like a chain and people are trained really quick. Right. And it's not such a good massage.
There's so many
it's hard
times.
To find.
There's nothing worse than getting a massage.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you're getting a bad massage and you're paying like, whatever, $65 to $90.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole time, instead of being more relaxed, mm-hmm. you're just getting angry. You're getting tenser and tenser because you know you're getting a bad massage. It has the opposite effect.
And you don't tell the person to do it better or to do something?
You can try, but...
I mean, that would make me mad. I would tell her, okay, do this now, do this now. I will direct the massage.
And then
$65.
There's the other side of a massage, which mm-hmm. I think is kind of interesting, is if you get a massage
mm-hmm.
and you fall asleep,
mm-hmm.
did you actually get a good massage or did you just pay for an expensive nap?
Yeah, both, I think.
It's just an expensive
nap. I think
you
were so relaxed that you fell asleep.
That's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, but did they keep massaging you or did they just like
once they
play
hear
a game
snore,
on their
they
phone?
Stop. Yeah, maybe.
Check their
Who
Facebook
knows?
Page.
Mm-hmm.
Snap some pictures.
You gotta
of your
go
back.
With a GoPro next time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
With you.
So
a lot of people use the GoPro skiing, yeah?
They sure
Damn,
did.
Damn. That's good.
But you know what? People videotape everything.
Everything.
I've been
but
on
to
road
be
trips.
Honest, honestly, I wanted to videotape myself to see how I came down this mountain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You did good.
I know, but I wanted to see it. It's nice to see.
Linda La Parisienne uses...
I use snow blades.
They're called
so
snow
it's
blades.
The really short skis. And apparently in America, it's
they
not something people like.
A lot of attention.
So in Breckenridge, there was only 5 pairs to rent in the whole mountain. Can you believe? 1 store, 5 pairs. And the guy was like, well, actually, they're old, whatever. But those things are so light and amazing that you have control, especially if you don't want to be like an Olympic skier.
You're a good skier.
But because of this,
you're a good
everything
athlete,
becomes, thank you.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. Really, really cool. And so people, like when you go to the rental place, they look at you like you're a loser, kind of. But people found it really interesting and it's so much fun. You have so much more freedom when you move, you know, to get up, to, you know, stuff like this, to do the little bumps. People use it to do like tricks, you know, like they jump, they do the flip and stuff like that.
Remember, how about, do you remember we saw... Well, two things that happened that I'm just from thinking of. There was this big dude, probably like 200 pounds,
mm-hmm.
who was not a good skier, and mm-hmm. he wiped out hard. Like his ski was like 90 degrees in the air.
Yeah.
It got caught and like flipped him onto his back.
Mm-hmm.
And Linda, being the kind person she is, was like, do you need help? Can I help you? And his buddy was already further down the mountain. So his buddy's just looking up. I was already further down the mountain. So
yeah.
I couldn't. So Linda stops to help this 200-pound man up, a young man,
mm-hmm.
and he's so embarrassed that this little...
But he couldn't move. They had no choice.
He had no choice. This little French
he
woman...
He was like, do you want to sleep here or should I grab your paw? And then he couldn't get up. It was so funny. He could not get up. His weight was not working with the... how do you call it? The thing of the mountain, you know,
the
like
slope.
The slope, he was not going. And so I had to help him get up. He was so much heavier than me.
Yeah.
And but I helped
know
him.
For
but he was embarrassed, but he was happy too that he got up.
His buddies were like, dude, you fat fuck, you couldn't even get up. You had to have that French chick help you. He probably thought he was getting picked up for a second. A pretty French girl comes by, oh, can I help you?
Yeah, well, no, you know. He was
That's
not in position to be looked at like that. No.
Yeah.
I mean.
And then we found
Do you remember his
little...
position? With the snow on his face almost and the baton on the side that gave up on life in the mountain.
And then the day was done skiing. You can't go back up. We went all the way to the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Mind you, we started at noon or 12:30. We're not one of those. I'm not, and I know you're not.
No.
We always talk about this, but. Mm-hmm. And thank God, we're not one of those couples that's like,
Okay.
You know, the
tomorrow
one,
we're going to get up at 6:30 a.m.
Yeah.
We're going to stretch and do
yoga.
I
have so many things for us to do tomorrow, and I'm so excited.
The
do you have your backpack?
Planned.
Yes, there is a list here. Get ready, okay? This makes me want to throw
8
up.
8 o'clock, breakfast.
That's like...
We're done at breakfast, 8:45. That gives us 15 minutes to get back to the hotel. We change into our ski gear. We go down to our ski lockers. We're on the slopes by 9:15. 9:15, we ski until 12:15. Then we go down and get lunch. I already picked out what we're eating on the menu.
No. Oh, my God.
We're laid back. It's like,
yeah, no. We're chilling.
Where do you want to go?
Get up,
we'll
breakfast.
Get up, have some breakfast. We'll
vacation.
Go.
You know, we still got some good skiing every day. Huh?
Yes,
you know?
We did.
But it was enjoyable, not the stress. Now, I cannot do me the people that have too much plan for vacation.
Yeah, then we went to the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
and then we're getting off the mountain, and there's a little boy, probably about, what, 8?
That was so cute.
8 years old?
8 years old.
Nah, maybe older.
You know
older.
What's the beauty of it all?
Yeah.
Tell the story first. And then
well, there's this little boy. He's sitting on a pile of snow.
As our dog is snowing right now. Sorry about that.
Yeah. He's looking at a map. And I'm like, we were both thinking the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, why is he looking at a map if the slopes are closed down? So Linda goes.
No, me. I was thinking in my head, why is he looking at a map? It's 2019.
You
should be on a phone. It's not normal that he's looking at the map.
No, it was a map of the mountain.
I know, but it was like he was outside. He was looking like he's trying to see where he is. Like, you know, like not in a fun way to go ski. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, obviously people use the map to go figure out where they want to go skiing on the mountain as well.
Yeah.
So
for me, it was too young to do that.
Yeah. Mm. And he looked like... Just like he was studying, like he was getting ready to go hunt for treasure or something.
Yeah.
He was really studying.
He was too serious about it. Yeah.
So serious for a little boy.
So cute.
And Melinda goes, excuse me, are you lost? He's like, yeah, I'm lost. He was real kind of short with his
name. He was pissed off to be lost.
He was pissed.
Yeah.
So
especially that his house was like 20 feet away.
I looked it up. It was 0.3 miles.
Yeah, no.
But 0.3 miles in
for
ski
kid,
boots
yeah.
is hard.
Yeah, it's true.
So we called, he had a number written down on his arm.
Which is really smart for the parents that put the number on the kids' outfit when they go ski or do some things like this in case they get lost. And we called the dad,
to have
put him, the kid on the bus, and bim, bam, boom.
We put him on the bus and we got him back to his parents. We called his dad and that was
mm-hmm.
good. But I used to have, when I used to jog a lot, I used to jog at night, and
mm-hmm.
I had a vest that was reflective.
I was scared you were going to say a whistle.
I had a rape whistle. And that's what I would do. I would let, before I rape somebody, I would let them know, hey, here I come.
Oh, that's so nice. Be careful.
It's a you're about to get raped whistle.
Exactly. Be careful. They're gonna
see, now rape jokes are not funny.
They're going to hashtag us, me too. La.
No, it's just a joke.
No, we're joking. And chillax, okay? All the...
But the leather vest... It's not a leather vest, but the vest, reflective vest. I don't know why I wear a leather vest. That's even creepier.
That's creepier.
Reflective
vest
had a
fiance.
Thing where you could put your phone number in case you collapsed.
Okay.
Just like the little boy.
Yeah, yeah.
If you find me... On the side of the road, call this number.
Okay.
But I wrote in there, I was like, if you find
me,
just leave me here
sick.
To die. That's what I wrote in there.
What did you say?
Just leave me here to die.
No, some people also, when they're sick or they have a condition, they're asked to be traveling. For example, in France, you'll have a little card with your blood type and your condition, what things they cannot do, maybe sometimes if you collapse or whatever, which is a good thing.
Right.
But you're so cute with your little, that's a good idea. That's a smart idea.
And then we ate up in the mountains.
Yes, we ate at a place that's called Swiss Heaven.
So
Swiss for the cheese, not for Switzerland. And the place of like fondue, you know, meat and cheese fondue. Yes, fondue, which the real word for you guys is fondue.
Fondue.
Voilà. And also there's something that probably nobody's familiar with, but it's a dish that we eat at the mountain in France or during the winter. And it's absolutely delicious. It's called raclette. So with an American accent, it would sound like...
Raclette.
Raclette, see? And so raclette is a concept where you have a little machine that heats up in the middle of the table. And you have little trays where you're going to put a special type of cheese, which the name is raclette.
Mm-hmm.
You put it under. It melts the cheese. in the meantime, you're cutting potatoes and veggies, and you know, some people have cold cuts or chicken, shrimp, whatever. And then once the cheese is ready, you just pour the melted cheese on top of it and eat your stuff.
No. Yeah, but here's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
It's delicious, but it's kind of a scam.
Why?
Because you left out the part, they bring you the shit raw. You have to cook your own food. You have to melt your own cheese.
Yes.
And then you have to drizzle it on top of it. Yeah, they don't do shit. You do all the work, and it tastes good, but you pay. It's expensive.
This one was really expensive because it's in America and it's Breckenridge.
Well,
because
it's Breckenridge,
in France,
yeah.
If I ever was to do this in a restaurant, I would close in like a week. Nobody, people would laugh at me. I will go on the news. They would be like, look at this one. It's a prank. This is the price for the raclette.
It was
179 bucks
right.
for something, for one thing of raclette, for three kind of, but like not enough potatoes, not enough cheese.
For three people, but we had to ask for more stuff.
Yeah, and thank God the guy speak French, so he understood that us in French, they give you as much potatoes as you want. The cheese is balling. So, you know, there is no such a thing.
If Linda wasn't there, we would have been charged extra.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about Linda, you guys might not know. I don't know how many of you guys listen to Linda on the regular.
Oh, there are probably 12 in the whole world out there.
Oh, 12 of you. Well, hey, all 12 of you. If you
spread
met Linda,
the word,
you would love her because wherever she goes, she makes friends. It's a crazy.
Even if I talk shit. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm nice.
You are nice.
Yes.
You're charming.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
We went on a cruise together because I had, like we said in the beginning, I'm a comedian. And yes, I was working on a cruise ship. That's where comics go to die. I get it. Ha, ha, ha. I don't do it anymore. I did think about jumping off the Lido deck a few times and ending it. But, you know, I've been doing those ships. There was a year where I did like 9 weeks out of the year, not in a row, on the cruise ship. I didn't know anybody. Linda comes on the ship with me 1 week, and she's friends with all the staff. They're bringing us free stuff, free drinks. Everyone's like, oh, hey, Linda.
Little snacks.
Hey, Linda. I've been on that same ship like 8 other different weeks, and no one even knew my name. Linda's on there 1 week,
no.
And she's like, hey, what's up? Hey, there's the captain. Hello, Linda. That's a gift. You're outgoing.
Oh, that's
I'm
nice.
More,
thank you.
What's the word? Shy. I'm a little shyer, or introverted is the better
word.
Yes,
which is actually funny for a comedian, because on stage you're totally different.
That's right.
Like, even for me, who's your pre-wife.
My pre-wife, yeah. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is? Do you think that's specific to me or a lot of comedians, or do you think that...
I think a lot of comedians, not that they're shy necessarily, but they're totally different when they're on stage or when they're out of stage.
Yeah.
And it seems like this confidence and everything is on stage more than outside.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's the show, I believe.
Right.
You know? And then when you're outside, you're really yourself. For example, me, the first time I met you, I thought on stage and outside stage you were different.
Really?
Well, yeah, and then I'm happy that you were not doing the clown, like, you know.
Oh,
like,
I'm not a... I'm,
no.
I'm
you know,
a more...
It's funny, he's really serious in everyday life.
You
I mean,
so?
We laugh a lot, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, we laugh a lot. But you're serious, kind of.
I
don't know how to... Shyer, calm, you know.
I'm serious? I don't know about that.
No, I'm not serious. Well, you know, like, you know. All the nerd shit and everything.
Yeah. I'm driven.
Yes.
I want to make sure I'm getting things done. I'm not just goofing around
He's
all day.
He's a real businessman. He handles all his shit by himself.
Yeah, so I need a manager because I'm tired of handling shit
I'll
by
be
myself.
A manager, shit. What do you mean?
Maybe.
But yeah, you know I would manage that like crazy, like cray-cray, like on a cruise.
You're going to be my agent too?
Yes.
How much percent?
20%.
Okay.
Yes.
20%. I feel like I already give you 20%.
You do, but it's normal because I'm already kind of your life manager, kind of.
Okay.
In an emotional level.
On an emotional level?
Yes.
What do I get for being your emotional life manager?
But you get me to help you sometimes in life.
I don't get a percent?
With my heart. Yeah, you get a percent.
Oh.
You get like, 20%.
Okay. Mm. That's good.
Yeah. So, But we were talking about
About the raclette, the cheese.
The raclette was delicious.
But we've also been to a Korean barbecue, or was it, what is it? It's
not Japanese barbecue.
Japanese barbecue. Even,
yeah, you cook yourself as well.
You cook for yourself. Mm-hmm. Everyone's packed. Hey, we'll bring you the raw material. You cook it. And that's.
And then when you leave, you stink.
You stink.
Like when you go to barbecues and all that shit, even raclette. Huh?
You got a barbecue?
If you were going to wash your hair, you can wait another night. Trust me, because if you wash your hair before, you're going to have to rewash it.
Here's three things that you, going to one of these restaurants where you cook for yourself, the three extra things that you've just put on yourself. Mm-hmm. First of all, you have to cook it yourself, and you're paying to cook your own food. Mm-hmm. Second, you got to do laundry now.
Exactly.
Because you stink.
For the guys. And for the girls, you got to redo the hair.
And three, if you're a girl, you got to take a shower and wash your hair. You got to redo your hair.
So at least they should give us some scarves or some stuff to put on our hair to protect from the smell.
I wouldn't be surprised if they you had to ring yourself up like the grocery store at those places,
too. That pissed me off when you have to do this. Like, where were we? Williamsburg. I went to the store and the lady was like, the automatic self thing. I was like, no, but you have nobody else? And she was like, no.
Yeah.
So I had no choice. And this I don't like. Me, I'm not an employee. I don't have time. I want somebody to scan and go.
No, I never use the self-checkout. Unless I'm in a real big hurry. Every time you need somebody to help you.
Every time. So what? Help me to begin with.
You know what I mean? Do you know Amazon's got stores now?
Yeah, like the 1-360 Wi-Fi or something.
Well, the thing I saw was that you were out. You take the groceries, you put them in your cart, and you walk out. And it automatically...
That's it.
It knows everything you rang.
We're becoming like in Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like it, Mitty's.
Well, the problem with all that is there's a record of every single thing you do.
Yeah, it's too much like, you know, it's too resembling the movies and there's, I don't like that shit.
Well, now on Facebook and Google, there's a record of every single thing you've done. It's all
but
on
Facebook
your phone.
But Facebook and stuff, honestly, I gave up. I mean, there is no way you cannot be tracked with everything. They did everything. So it's not a problem. You know, like it's anymore, you cannot do anything. But the thing of like...
Every website you ever searched... Yeah. Everywhere you've gone on your phone, there's a record of it. There's a digital somewhere. Mm-hmm. If like 20 years in the future or 50 years in the future, they want to know what you did on February 18th, 2019, they can find it.
And, there was a girl, by the way, sorry I interrupt you. I wanted to tell you this. I forgot to tell you. A biatch today at the restaurant.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she was trying to be a smartass. I don't know what was wrong with her. She wanted some ranch, so I work in an Italian restaurant. Unfortunately, Italians do not use ranch. There is no such a thing in Europe, guys.
It's such an American
thing. It's an American thing that's not even healthy. So I understand, though, because I do love ranch with the pizzas. I understand the concept. I used to do it a lot in Connecticut. But so she asked me. She was like, yeah, and a side of ranch. And I was like, and then she was like, and then I want also make a pizza with some pineapples. And I was like, they don't do pineapples. Mm-hmm. And
this isn't Papa John's.
Exactly. So she was like, oh, that's like two things. I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. I said, this is an Italian restaurant. You know, she was like, honey, this is America. And I was like, okay, but this is an Italian restaurant. So she was like, yeah, but this is also America. And she went like this four times. And every time I was like, yeah, okay, but it's an Italian restaurant. So they do Italian specialties. And it happened that we do not use ranch and pineapple. And she was like, yeah, but this is America. They should adapt. And then I got mad a little bit inside. So I wanted, and she was a Spanish lady too. So to me, it was kind of weird. Right. And so I had to buzz her a little bit. So I was like, well, actually, if you want to get technical, this is Mexico.
Right.
Because in history, this is what part of Mexico before. And then she looked at me like, oh my God, is she really going to give me a history class? And then I stopped. She gave up. But I was like, all this because you cannot get pineapple?
Or ranch.
Yeah, and she wanted to really insist.
Was she
okay,
plump?
Okay.
Was she plump?
No, she was not plump. She was one of those, you know, with the super duper implants.
Yeah.
With no bra.
Oh.
And with the mother-in-law.
Right.
On a Sunday, probably after church or whatever they went to. And
with their fake boobs sticking out.
And the stuff is like, I'm like, girl, I mean, I understand if you want to dress like this or you're allergic to bras or whatever, nipples. But you're with your mother-in-law. The nipples, they're like staring at you more than the actual eyes.
Like even radio for a dials,
woman, it's like, damn, girl.
Let me see if I can get in some FM stations.
And you see the implant is typically the one from before, from Barbie. You know what I mean? And she thinks she got the one that's like, nobody can tell, you know? So anyway.
It's amazing the power of you put some plastic in your body and how it changes a person, you know? Like, you give a woman fake boobs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, not all of them, obviously. Sure.
But it builds up their confidence if it's a complex, of course. Yeah,
but it's like an overconfidence with some people. Not always. I'm just saying with some people, it's like, honey, look at me.
Do you know who I am?
Right.
Yeah.
I have. Yeah. Well, that's such an LA thing, though. Yeah, but it's more, everywhere. Yeah, yeah. It's everywhere. Every town's got the wealthy, entitled fake boob.
Yeah, and usually goes with the mosquito bites. I'm not against
fake boobs.
No, if somebody's...
I'm just against entitlement.
No, yeah.
And I'm also against breast reduction.
Really?
No.
Poor guy, you don't know the suffer of those women with their bags.
You know what? I've seen women with giant natural boobs, and I try to picture myself carrying around that extra weight, and I get it.
Oh, yeah, it's miserable.
I wouldn't want to... How much do you think a big D cup boob weighs?
I don't know, but I know 10 pounds. I had a friend that
5 pounds.
I had a friend that had a boob reduction, and I know they took almost a kilo out of each.
Kilo?
No, total, yeah, kilo. So that's
I don't know what a kilo is. It's a kilo, cocaine numbers to me.
Sorry, so it's 2 pounds.
Oh.
Yeah.
4 pounds.
2 pounds, yeah.
Or 2 pounds is a kilo?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like that much weight.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, it's not concrete, huh? It's, you know, you 2 10-pounds.
I wonder how much my backpack weighs when it's got. Probably.
Maybe you should wear it in the front for a day and see how it feels.
Yeah,
and
well,
see
let's
if you
do
need
it.
A backpack reduction.
Let's do it.
What else did we want to talk about?
Oh, I was going to talk about when we dropped off the rental car.
The rental car, yeah.
The lady. You saw it. I didn't see it.
There was a chick, she was crazy. You know those people that were going back to LA or something, but I didn't see them.
They weren't on our plane.
You know those people that feel entitled because the lady is a bitch, probably on pills and alcohol, and the husband is a lawyer, so they feel the right of snapping every single minute.
He's just like stuck with her.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like...
He's waiting for her to have like a stroke or something at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, he's probably... My guess is that... assessment from just taking a peek.
All those ladies, they have like scratchy voices. I don't know if you know what I mean. Yeah, like this.
So they smelled smoke in the rental car.
And they got caught. But I mean, come on, how dumb can you be to believe that you're going to smoke a cigarette in the car and it's not going to smell? You're out of your mind. So she did this, and then she tried the technique of the best defense is attack, which was wrong. So she snapped at the lady with the spray in her hand, saying like, you see this? This was in the car before I came or something. And then she started being like, you see, let's see how your career is going to go. My husband is a lawyer. He's an attorney. Oh, you'll see. Oh, yeah. And she was screaming like a retard.
What about the reverse racism?
Oh, yeah. And she said to the lady, this is reverse racism. This is reverse. And she was screaming it like...
Because the lady was Spanish or...
No, she was Ethiopian.
Ethiopian, and this lady was white, and she was saying, because she got called out for smoking cigarettes in her rental car by the Ethiopian lady who has darker skin, she was saying, this is reverse racism. Screaming.
I was like, really, lady? Really?
I guarantee you she's a Trump.
You just want to be like, shut the fuck up. You know?
No, someone needs to
smack her.
Like a woman needs to go up and just smack the shit out of her and put her in her place like, you
nothing
can't go around
better
talking
than a good old smack.
Good old smack.
Those people have not been smacked enough. I was talking about this today with some
smack
friends.
Smack it, smacking up.
It's not
smack
that I'm for smack violence, smack but there is a learning that has to be done in order to be able to behave in society. And some people, it gets harder to get inside their brain. So a couple slaps, you know.
Slap.
Make things, you know. And I know I'm going to sound super violent, mais bon.
That's no.
The, the people that get slapped enough, at least they know how to behave. They don't do some dumb shit
a
like
good
this.
Slap.
You know? Yeah.
It's better that better a slap than go to prison mm-hmm. for taking it too far.
Yeah.
Her first go-to, and that's a fucking like sickness husband. Here in America. When someone's first go-to is my husband's a lawyer, my mm-hmm. father's a lawyer, my dad's a lawyer, you're going to hear from my mm-hmm. lawyer. It's just disgusting
stupid.
To me.
Stupid.
It's the dumbest shit.
Yeah.
That's when they should get smacked automatically.
Exactly. Exactly.
They could solve so much more stuff if in court.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in court, like it was a dispute between two people.
You remember there was that little...
And they were like, you know what? Sorry, you lost. The defendant gets to smack you 10 times across the face. Right here in the yes. courtroom.
I got sentenced to smack
and they're gonna
the shit
put this
out of
on
me.
We're going to put yeah. it on YouTube for everyone to see and Facebook.
For a week. So everybody can know how stupid you were. And hopefully you learn from it.
That's I always thought that it would be great. People would be so much more civil if we mm-hmm. had one tase per day. If you could just... if so,
mm-hmm.
you get a taser.
Mm-hmm.
It's regulated. It's connected to like Wi-Fi or Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm.
You get to, you can use it once per day in mm-hmm. a 24-hour period.
Oh my God, I would love that shit.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so what if you come across people, though, you don't know if they've used their tase or not.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone around you could possibly tase you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't know, maybe they already tased their wife that morning or something. But
a little
if you thought you were going to get tased...
Me, I think the smack in the face is so much more efficient.
Yeah.
It sends a message.
I'm just saying.
Mm.
Theoretically, people would be more civil if you knew you were going to get zapped and it was painful enough.
Yeah, same thing as if you knew you were going to get smacked.
But the smack
and
thing
even
would
the
be
word
great if they handed that out in court.
And smack. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The word tase is weak compared to the word smack. You know what I mean?
Say it again.
Smacked.
Say it again.
Smacked.
The other way. Tase. The whole thing.
Tase.
Mm-hmm.
Smacked.
No.
No?
Smack's a better word. But you could still make tase sound pretty good. Tase.
Yeah.
Tase.
I'm a teaser. You woke up the dog. So our dog is, how did he call it on Facebook?
He looks exactly like the dogs from the Wes Anderson dog movie.
He does. He does like he's been, somebody drew him. But he's so cute.
He's a great dog.
We are victims of the dog.
That's right.
It. We get sucked into the cult of the doggers.
And, well, so you, I've always loved dogs
mm-hmm.
my whole life.
Me, I love animals, but I never had a dog.
You never had a dog. I grew up around dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally, as a child, my mom would come to find me in my bedroom in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be there. And I'd be sleeping out in the living room with the Bassets curled up like I was a Basset hound.
Mm-hmm.
So I loved the dog so mm-hmm. much. Anyway, but when we moved in together, I was... At some point, I said, you know, now we could get a dog. So
at some point, let me correct that. At some point, he started the brainwash.
That's right.
Of let's get a dog, I want a dog. Imagine if there was a dog. He was literally pretending that there's a fake dog
that's
coming
right.
and jumping on the couch. That's how deep he
like,
went. And I
here.
Started to get worried, and I was like, let's get a dog because I'd rather have a real one.
Yeah,
than
I pretended we had an invisible dog to show her how much fun it would be.
And he won.
And then we got a dog.
But when you had a dog when you were a kid, it's not the same thing because you don't have to take care about it. With
right.
It,
my
take
mom
care
did
of
all
it.
That.
Yeah. So it was not the same thing.
No.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, you don't feel like going out. You don't want to take him for a walk. But then you remember how great he is and like how much he loves walking. And you're like, okay, let's go, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
See, and he's stretching right now.
Yes.
And you know the thing is about dogs.
He's an amazing soccer player.
Dogs and children,
mm-hmm.
we discussed this, they just have a certain kind of purity, a certain kind of innocence.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same. You can feel it. You can kind of tap
into
it.
I mean, me, I would have never imagined that I would be loving a dog like this. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He cracks me up.
I know.
The personality of this dog is amazing. I can see the little street gangsta in him.
Yeah, because he grew up on the streets of Mexico.
Yeah, so he's kind of a tough and also the cuteness.
Yeah, he's real smart.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, that's why I don't understand when people don't like dogs or, you know, even like little kids, it's the same energy. But you ever, we talk about this, you ever, you know, you see a dog and you're like, oh my God, I got to go pet that dog. And then the dog just totally denies you, like, not interested.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the kid.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, hey, baby. You make smiles. Boogie, goochie, goo, boo, boo. And they just look at you like,
look at you like, get out of my face.
Whatever. Get the yeah. fuck out of my
you
face.
You serious with that egg
I don't even
face?
Know how to cuss yet, but get the fuck
get
out of my
face. Get shitter out of my face. What yeah. is this?
That's yeah. really disheartening when you
see how the kids look on you or like a judgment.
Yeah. Yeah. They judge you like,
yeah.
You're like, what's wrong with me? What yeah. kind of a human and I am mm-hmm. I that this baby doesn't want to see
yeah,
me?
Yeah, he looks at you like,
it's
really?
Like, is he seeing through yeah. to my deeper soul that I'm a a bad person or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. They don't, even the dogs on the way, they look at you. No, they always look at you with love.
So listen.
Yes.
45 minutes we've been talking.
45 minutes, guys.
This is
if you're still
a long,
here, respect.
Long podcast for mm-hmm. Linda LaPrisienne.
It is a long podcast. I am exhausted.
We are thinking of doing a podcast together, so we want to hear your thoughts and your opinions. So let us know what you think, what we could
do
to improve it, if we should talk about other things.
Do you think we should do it? Do you think I should just shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
Do you think, you know, tell
do you
us.
Wanna, you just want Linda back solo? Am I allowed
that doesn't
now?
Mean that, won't, that I won't rent anymore, just so you know. Huh? That's good.
Well,
this,
she might probably be solo.
We'll
probably do a separate one.
Yes. We'll do a separate one, and then I'll keep this one for the renting. Because.
So let us know what you think.
Yes.
Give Linda your, I won't hear.
Valentine's Day. We didn't talk about Valentine's
it's
Day.
It's too late. It's too long. Hey, look.
It was
Valentine's
lame.
Day,
we don't
lame.
Celebrate it.
P-U.
Lame. Boo. That's it.
That's it.
7 seconds only. Perfect.
Boom.
All right, you guys. Talk to you the next time.
Yeah.
And bye.
Take care. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.